We're live.
Good evening, everyone. I'd like to call this meeting of the University City City Council to order at approximately 6:34 p.m. on December the 11th, 2023. Madam Clerk, would you please call the roll?
Councilmember Clay. Councilmember Klein.
Here.
Councilmember McMahon.
Here.
Councilmember Hales.
Here.
Councilmember Fuller.
Here.
Councilmember Smotherson.
Here.
Mayor Crowe.
Here. Before you, you have the agenda. During the study session, there were no changes requested of the agenda. I would suggest if there are questions on the consent agenda, if you'd like an item moved off, this would be the time to ask that it be moved. Mr. Smotherson.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. So hearing no changes to the agenda, is there a motion to approve? Motion made by Mr. Hales. Is there a second? Seconded by Ms. Klein. Is there a discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye. Opposed? The ayes have it. We have no proclamations. You have before you the minutes of the November 27th, 2023 meeting. Is there a motion to approve? Motion made by Mr. Fuller. Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. Hales. Is there a discussion? Mr. McMahon.
I'll be abstaining. I wasn't at the meeting.
Thank you. Any other discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye. Opposed? The ayes have it. Ms. Klein.
I would like to nominate Dennis Hoppe to the library board.
Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. Smotherson. Is there a discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye. Opposed? The ayes have it. The mayor is the liaison and the appointer for people to the EDRST board. The school district, as I think most of you know, has two seats on the Economic Development Retail Sales Tax Board. I would nominate school board member Karen Bernstein to the EDRST. Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. Smotherson. Is there discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye. Opposed? The ayes have it. I would also nominate school board member Matthew Bellows. He's actually renominated to the Economic Development Retail Sales Tax Board. Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. Hales. Is there a discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye. Opposed? The ayes have it. We have no swearing in. This is our first citizen participation for the evening. As you know, if you would like to speak, please pick up a sign-up sheet over near the door, fill it out, and when you come to the podium, please give your name and address, and you're allowed 5 minutes to speak on any non-agenda item. If you'd like to speak on an agenda item, please fill out a similar sheet and just give it to the city clerk, and then you can speak when that agenda item comes forward. The request we have to speak first is Tom Sullivan.
Tom Sullivan, 751 Syracuse. As the new year approaches, I think the council should consider the deficiencies in city services and why they are continually not being addressed. Streetlights are out all around the city. They're out in the city's own parking lot at Kingsland near Delmar. The entrance to the lot is a mess, as is the Kingsland median from Delmar to Vernon. City streets are often unswept. Earlier this year, a councilman complained the loop was dirty. Utility wires hang down in various parts of the city, but are ignored. A section of the heavily used Loop North sidewalk has needed to be repaired for over a year. The fountain in Lewis Park has been crumbling for some time. The lip around the pond in the park has also been crumbling. Park benches all over the city need to be painted. There are still many vacancies in the loop, as there has been for years. Parts of the east end of the city look pretty bad. All these matters need attention. When the Costco development was being discussed, the main driver for the development was the unique way it would fund revitalization of the Third Ward. Housing would be restored with the funds from the development. The funds would be showered on the ward. The disparity between the housing in the Third Ward and the rest of the city would be addressed. There's quite a lot of deception and outright lying about the development itself. Now the deception may include what the development was supposed to accomplish. The Housing in the Third Ward Revitalization Task Force has been meeting for some time. As I understand it, it is supposed to provide some kind of framework as to how the funds generated by the Costco development are to be spent. If I don't understand the purpose of the task force, I am not alone. Some members of the task force seem not to understand. They even said so at the last meeting. They also said they were being underutilized. 14 months after Costco has been open, there has not been a single improvement made in the third ward. The task force just seems to continually be going around the block. A consultant has been hired, logo has been designed, sweatshirts have been printed, ambassadors have been hired, and surveys are continually being handed out. Phase one activities are being concluded and phase two has begun. It will go until February, after which phase three will start and go until April. Scenarios and focus areas will be developed. There might even be some brainstorming. So 18 months will go by and still no improvements in the third ward, but a lot of paper shuffling and meetings. A couple of months ago, former University City Interim Community Development Director Rosalind Williams said the city is reneging on his promise of $10 million of TIF money for the ward. She said the, quote, sleight of hand by the city manager will forego housing value recovery and wealth generation for residents of the ward. It seems that third ward revitalization is another area the council needs to keep a close watch on in the new year. Thank you for listening to my comments.
That concludes our citizen participation for this section of the agenda. We'll now move forward. Are there any council comments at this time? Hearing none, we have before us a public hearing. We have a liquor license public hearing, Wallace Petroleum. I will open this public hearing at 6:40 p.m. Madam Clerk, did we receive any written request to speak on agenda item liquor license public hearing?
No, sir, not at this time.
And did we have anyone request to sign up to speak?
Not on the public hearing.
Thank you very much. There being no request to speak on this public hearing, the public hearing will be closed at 6:40 p.m. We'll now move forward with the consent agenda, which has items number K1 through 4. Is there a motion to approve the consent agenda? Motion made by Mr. McMahon. Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. Hales. Is there discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of the consent agenda, please signify by saying aye. Opposed? The ayes have it. There is no city manager's report this evening. We do not have any unfinished business, nor do we have any new business or bills to introduce. Are there any items of business that council would like to address during the council reports and business? Hearing none, we will move next to our citizen participation. Our citizen participation, we only have one request to speak, and that is Mr. Frank Ohlendorf. Jane, we have to probably hit the bottom of the microphone. She'll get it for you.
Frank Ohlendorf, 8128 Cornell Court. I hope that my comments to the council, I'm more successful than I was on my last appearance. But in any case, I appreciate your giving me the opportunity to speak. The subject is the giving high priority to the Olive Boulevard streetscape construction. It was the reason why the citizens were asked to adopt the economic development retail sales tax. 1999, the city's comprehensive plan recognized that the completion of the plan for the U City Loop, we were done. I was ready, and obviously was a great success. That comprehensive plan said, going forward, our number one priority is Olive Boulevard. We want to make it as good as we did the Del Mar Loop. Their instructions to the city manager, and I happen to occupy that seat, was to develop a plan for the physical infrastructure of Olive. That was the number one priority of the 1999 comprehensive plan, as the city staff was to develop a plan. And the second priority was to fund that plan. We created a plan to install sidewalks, trees, and pedestrian lighting modeled after the U City Loop. What the city council wanted was the full length of Olive from east to west to be developed with streetscape very similar to what we had finished in the loop. They had instructed me also to find the money to do that. The city staff obtained two $1 million grants, federal grants. And with those funds, we installed the pedestrian crossings, wheelchair crossings. I didn't know they would be very handy for me 30 years later, but I'm glad that that was our first job. The full length of Olive, you'll see at every street crossing, there are pedestrian accessible ramps. That was done with a $1 million grant from the feds. The second $1 million grant was to install pedestrian lighting at each of those intersections, and to install trees at those intersections. The second $1 million, if you drive down Olive now, the best example that I can point to is at Aldi's. You'll see the model for what the city council stated was their number one policy. You'll also see a good example at the intersection of Hanley and Olive. And you'll also see a good example in front of Costco. Now, besides starting the infrastructure and funding it, it's about 20% done. We needed to carry it out. So I recommended, and the city council adopted, and I'm going to leave you with copies of those minutes, that the city adopt the economic development retail sales tax, the primary purpose of completing that project. We didn't have to go every year try to get some grants and all this. We needed permanent funding. Make a long story short, and I'll leave you a copy of those minutes so you'll see the discussion and the commitment of that city council to use that EDRST money for the Olive infrastructure. That vote was 2-1 in favor. Have you ever heard of a municipal bond issue passing 2-1? It's almost unheard of. So it was not just my recommendation. It was what the city council ordered and directed and what the citizens approved. I would urge you to advise the staff that it continues to be the council's number one priority and urge them to move forward with this project. The model is the Olive, and I appreciate I'll be through in just about 2 minutes. The model is the Olive Design Guidelines. The Olive Design Guidelines, and I'll leave you the minutes of that too, were adopted in 2009. And they are the guidelines that spell out the 8-foot wide sidewalk, the ramps, the trees. It even has soil samples to tell you that in this block, you need red maples. In that block, they won't grow. They need another kind of trimming. This is a plan like you've never seen, the Olive Design Guidelines. So I'm here to urge you to make that your number one priority. And if you agree with me, so advise the staff. And I appreciate your letting me run over.
Thank you very much. That concludes our citizen participation for this evening. Are there any council comments this evening prior to adjourning to a closed session? Mr. Smotherson.
Thank you, Mayor Crow. This being the last meeting of the year, I do want to wish everybody happy holidays and safe travels if you are traveling. But I also want to talk about one thing, that a subject that's been coming up recently in our emails, and that is Centennial Commons. I really want to make this statement about Centennial Commons and my hope for next year with Centennial Commons, because I know that I'm probably the only one on this council that is a regular visitor or whatever you want to call it to Centennial Commons. I'm there, if not every day of a week, at least once a week. So again, I walk in Centennial Commons every day. I think that, and then I see that there's no action on the gym floor. There's nothing that's changed about Centennial Commons. And my feelings, and again, this is just me, I'm a regular person that uses Centennial Commons. Centennial Commons is becoming irrelevant because people are now using other facilities and they're comfortable with those other facilities. And I've even asked one guy, I said, what would it take to get you to come back from Richmond Heights? And he says, a sauna, a whirlpool, and a steam room. And that's not part of our plan. What I'm hoping is that whatever is not a FEMA item, that we get Centennial Commons repaired. Meaning, if painting is a non-FEMA item, let's paint Centennial Commons now. If a roof is a non-FEMA item, let's get that fixed. Whatever those non-FEMA items are that need to be repaired and updated. The reason I say that is once that gym floor is put down, once that lower level is fixed, and once that Centennial Commons building itself is fully operational, it should have no reason to close in probably the next 5 years or 10 years, unless there's a natural disaster. We have got to get that gym up and running, because it's kind of a little embarrassing to have it sitting there like that. And I do understand there, whatever the approach that we've taken, all I'm asking is that let's get that gym fully operational, up and running, and get everything repaired so that we have no reason at all to close. But again, happy holidays. Thank you.
Anyone else? Prior to the motion, I would say to Mr. Clay, thank you for joining us this evening. Happy birthday. Thank you. Thank you for sacrificing an evening of celebration with us. But hopefully you'll be home in time for some celebration. I would welcome a motion to go into closed session according to Missouri Revised Statutes 610.021, legal actions, causes of action, or litigation involving a public governmental body and any confidential privilege communications between that governmental body or its representatives or attorney. Is there such a motion? Motion made by Mr. Hales. Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. McMahon. Is there discussion? Hearing none, Madam Clerk, would you please call the roll?
Councilmember Klein.
Aye.
Councilmember McMahon.
Aye.
Councilmember Hales.
Aye.
Councilmember Fuller.
Aye.
Councilmember Smotherson. Councilmember Clay. Mayor Crow.
Aye. Thank you very much for joining us.